Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 2, we were talking about how the Christian who has a living faith will manifest his faith with good works. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Stand when the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Titus 2, 11 and 12, it teaches us that the kind of salvation that we get from God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. And then it teaches us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now again, when you're doing good works, if they're going to be good works, they must be God's works. You must do God's will, God's way. Now, as I say that you're justified and purified in Christ, don't make this mistake. I'm not saying that you are no longer able to commit sin. I am not speaking of sinless perfection in this life. 1 John 1:9 again is clear. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, that little word if, that tells us two things, does it not? If, the condition. You're forgiven if you confess, but if also speaks of a free will. And I trust that you exercise the free will to glorify Christ. It's one thing to be cleared from all guilt because Jesus Christ died for us. But it's quite another thing to have our way of life acceptable in the sight of God. And the only way we can do that is to live in obedience to the Word of God. When we have the right kind of faith, it responds rightly. For example, if you believe what the Bible says about child rearing, then if you have children, you'll spank them when they misbehave. If you believe what it says about submission, then wives, employees, church members will submit themselves to those over them for Christ's sake, regardless of what modern religious psychology tries to say differently. In the early part of James chapter 2, it pointed out about discrimination against others over their appearance, over wealth, and things of that nature. If we believe the Word of God, then we'll stop the sin of partiality. Why? Because faith without works is dead. Abraham was God's friend, the Bible tells us. He had God's favor. But Rahab was called a harlot. And those in the first part of James chapter 2 would have had respect unto Abraham, but would have said to Rahab, sit here on the footstool, if they would have allowed her in at all. But God loved that old reprobate, and he saved her soul. And she is now a trophy of the grace of God. And you can be too. Do we believe one should be a part of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church? If we believe that, then we should be faithful and serve in it. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 tells us that we are to provoke one another unto love and good works, and we're not to be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is. Now, if you believe in holiness, you will obey the Word of God, because you cannot be holy and disobey the Word of God. Just imagine if there were no churches at all in your community. Can you imagine, as bad as crime is, how much worse it would be? And you believe there should be churches. You believe that there should be fundamental Bible-believing churches. But if you're not faithful, all you have is a stated creed about believing that there should be good churches. It's not a real Bible faith until you act on it. in 1 Peter 1, verses 14 through 16, he says that we're not to fashion ourselves according to the former lust, but we are to be holy as the Lord our God is holy. That means you have holy standards. You don't try to make your music rock and just put Jesus' name to it. You don't try to dress like the world and then you just write Jesus somewhere on your clothes or with a imprint on your body. No, you change from the world. You will practice separation from worldliness if you are truly right. The sad part is there are those that name the name of Christ that do not in any way understand the statements I just made. It's sad to say, but there are multitudes of church members, I fear, who are professing Christians and church members who have this dead faith. They'll be saved so as by fire if they're saved at all. Jesus illustrates this well with the 10 virgins. All the virgins are watching for the Master. All of them have lamps. All are in the place they're supposed to be. But 5 of them have no oil in their lamps. They're not acting in accordance to their profession. I hope we each see that verses 14 through 26 of James chapter 2 are not to be separated from those first 13 verses. Instead, it is an application of those verses. It's not sinning through partiality. It is fulfilling the royal law. You cannot have the fruits of faith that are true and real without a true and real faith. Don't get caught up with the worldly faith of the religious world about us. Have a living faith that sees into eternity and acts accordingly. That is, it acts according to the Word of God. My friend, you're listening today, don't have a faith that's built on if I pay enough money to somebody, if I get this special feeling up and down my back, if I do the best I can, I'll make it to heaven. None of those things will get you to heaven. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. We need mercy. And if the Apostle Paul needed mercy, I definitely needed mercy. And so Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now He said no one goes to heaven except through Him. There's no other way. That may sound narrow, but my friend, He said the way was straight and narrow. He said the way was wide and broad that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. My friend, I would not want you, if you're listening to this broadcast today, I would not want you to be one of those that go in the broad way and go into everlasting destruction. Oh, my friend, the lake of fire is a real place. There's no ceasing to exist there. There's no ceasing to live. There's no ceasing of feeling pain. There's no ceasing of anything. You won't be able to escape. There's no ceasing of the torment. He says they're tormented day and night forever and ever. And yet He does not want to do that to you. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. My friend, that's true. The day of the Lord will come. Oh, He's been long-suffering with you. But if you put off and put off and put off and you don't make sure of this matter of salvation, then, my friend, your destiny is the eternal lake of fire. And yet, He loves you. He doesn't want you there. You know, I like to think that I love people, but I know I don't love them like God loves them. But I sure don't want to see anyone to go to hell. Oh, my friend, please admit your need. Admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. And Acts chapter 17, verse 30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. Now, friend, turn from your sin. And a part of your sin is pride. Pride is when you're trying to make heaven on your own. You think that, well, I got baptized, I was confirmed, I did good works, I've done this, I've tithed, I've done whatever. That won't get you to heaven. Oh, my friend, don't depend on yourself to get you to heaven. See that when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, shedding His precious blood, He paid the penalty for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He did what you could not do. When he died on the cross, his spirit went down into the very depths of hell. 3 days later, his spirit rose up victorious over hell, and his body was risen from the grave. That's why the Bible says he has the keys of hell and death. That's why he is the only way. That's why Acts 4:12 says there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. My friend, Jesus paid your penalty for sin. He is the only way to heaven. It's through his shed blood. It is his blood alone that cleanses you from all unrighteousness. And he says that if you'll come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. He says, whosoever will, let him come, in Revelation 22. He wants you to come to him. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you follow Romans 10:10, where he says that, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation, you'll follow that, believing in the shed blood of Christ and his resurrection, trusting that for your salvation, trusting him with your soul and life, call upon him to save you. Right where you are right now, why not just right now bow your head and pray this prayer, asking God to save you. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks. I want to send that booklet to you. It will instruct you in how to grow in the new Christian life. It'll show you some things about what you've just done in asking the Lord to save you. It'll tell you about baptism. It'll tell you how to pray and what you ought to pray for. It'll show you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It will also show you how to lead another person to Christ. It'll talk to you about the kind of local church that you should attend and what should be some of the things that they believe. And I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask Christ to save me listening to your broadcast today. Or you might write and say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I'd like to have that booklet to use to bring others to Christ, or perhaps to use to instruct new Christians. And if you'd like to do that, just write us. Our announcers will be giving you our address in just a few moments. And as he does, make sure you write it down. He'll tell you how to get a cassette copy of this entire message that we've been preaching here over the last few days. And so you make sure that you listen and that you ask for this message today that we have just completed preaching to you here on Dynamic and Delivering Faith, or James 2:21-26. I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.